pool. It's like a verbal mule kick to the testicles. If you don't like me, outside you will cash me. Packed by the dump somewhere bad, just suck it, Lashley. Australian and British true crimes, oh crikey. Topics go dry, we just call the fuck source. AdamandEve.com, you get 50% off. Do you know that the throwback mad fans recap? In memoriam is the show where everybody's dirt naps. I like being in white trash sports center.
Sasspool 170. Jay Foss, what up? El Tejo.
Hello.
Let's get into some news. Suit claims Biden admin wants to protect Harry from deportation.
Who?
Yeah, Prince Harry. What's your thoughts Prince on Harry. Prince Harry? Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Who fucking cares, right? Why is he over here anyway?
Yeah, go home.
Go home, mate.
Go home,
you
bruv.
Being metal.
Go home, bruv.
Bundles of cash found at Menendez's house weren't from his bank.
Menendez?
Yeah, Menendez, baby.
Is that the Menendez brother that killed their parents?
Yeah, Bobby.
Back in the early 90s?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Wow. You ever thought about killing your parents?
All the time.
Yeah, I mean right now.
I mean, I love them.
Yeah. Do they listen to this?
I hope not.
Okay, fuck them. Alex Garland's Civil War scores number one box office opening and breaks a record. The dystopian action flick Civil War defied expectations. What the fuck is this? I don't even know about this shit. Oh, Kirsten Dunst? She don't look too good.
I mean, I just want some of the Hollywood money.
Well, right.
I do.
If you gotta fuck, you gotta fuck.
Right.
Tiger Woods. What a great guy that is.
Such a phenomenal guy.
Once he dies, we can talk about him like we do OJ. What a fucking scum bucket piece of shit. What? He ended his Masters run. Massa? What, is that what we're talking about? His Massa run?
Yes.
Okay. What's his worst performance of his career? He's balding. He's a piece of shit. He's pushing his son. Oh, he's 48.
Right.
God, he looks 78.
I heard that performance in the second round was like super terrible.
Just as?
Super. He actually had like a really good first round.
Uh-huh.
I think he was 4 under.
Oh.
Which is not bad for Augusta.
Yeah.
But then just
that's how many prostitutes he was under, right?
4?
Yeah.
I'd say more than that.
Yeah, 40 under.
We're talking Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Sydney Mall Stabber posted sex work ads on escort sites. I'm interested. I don't know what this story is, but let's go.
Mall Stabber?
Yeah, fuck it. The man who fatally stabbed 6 people. What is he doing? Is he like fucking Metal Gear Solid? He's just fucking sneaking upon people and stabbing. Including a tiny baby.
This dude ain't right.
An unprovoked attack at Sydney's mall on Saturday had a secret past. He was an escort and had posted multiple ads on sex work sites. After police identified the stabber as 40-year-old Joel Cauchi, I guess, he had advertising on Empire Escorts, Australian Cracker.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I feel offended.
Yeah, no shit. He described himself as athletic, good-looking, 39-year-old. Wait, is this me? In search of a fun time. This is me. I want a fun time. I want a fun time. You?
I'm not good looking, though, so.
He reportedly also offered several closed-door services, which he described in graphic detail. His stabbing rampage killed 6 people, 5 women and 1 security guard. Oh, damn. He targeted women specifically as they attempt to piece together his motive. He battled with mental health issues since he was a teenager. Oh, yeah, of course he did.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Suburban women in swing states ding Trump on abortion.
Oh.
Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
So, again, just real quick on the abortion thing. If you're a bitch that just wants to get nutted in every weekend and have abortions, you're kind of a piece of shit anyway.
Right. You're trash.
You are.
Your vote doesn't matter.
They should. On your. So, you know, like Subway used to have with like the 10th sandwich. On your, like. On your 10th abortion, your vote should be fucking voided out.
Right. So you get a card that gets punched out every abortion you have.
Yeah, sorry, Samantha.
On the 10th one, you get killed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. No, I mean...
I know you've been to a lot of Tech N9ne concerts lately, and it's very, you know... And the passion is in the air.
Yes. And you keep getting nutted in by all these random dudes in the crowd.
Yeah.
That doesn't warrant abortion, you fucking loser.
What the fuck is this? More than 30 years after he first made headlines, when his then wife cut off his penis in his sleep, John Wayne Bobbitt has lost even more extremities. Bobbitt now has knobs for feet. He has undergone multiple amputations through the years to remove his toes, the last of which were taken off in 2023. He lost them as developing toxic peripheral polyneuropathy or some shit, which causes nerve damage and the loss of function of the extremities. This guy can't catch a break.
No, he can't. Could you imagine if he never was married to Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah.
Dude, none of this shit would ever be public.
Well, and here's the thing about being, you know, married to any fucking woman.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Well, they're all crazy as fuck.
Let me know.
And, I'm willing to chop your dick off in your sleep.
Dude, you don't even have to be married to have that shit happen now.
All right, let's take a minute. Let's let El Tejon calm down.
Okay, that's my bad.
And we'll be right back. Did you hear about Winona Judd's daughter? She got in jail. She was the one that was doing the... She was like half naked on the side of the road with the sign that said, a ride for a ride?
I had not heard about that.
I mean, where is this at, right? I mean,
We may have to take a road trip.
My mom, she thinks I'm on drugs. She wants me to go to rehab, but when I come to jail, I took a drug test and I pass it. I'm not on drugs. My mom won't listen to me. She won't believe me. She thinks I'm out here doing crazy shit.
We will have to agree. You are doing crazy shit. If you're half clothed and you're not high, then you're just being crazy.
I don't... A ride for a ride? Would you do that? Have you ever... Okay, so here we go. You ever picked up a hitchhiker?
I have picked up hitchhikers before.
Yeah, no, you seem like the type. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm a fun
little And you guy. Married him, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I will force him into submission.
Hmm. No, so have you, though?
Picked up hitchhikers? Yeah.
It's been all good, though?
Yeah, I've never picked up a serial killer.
No, I mean, it's not like the movies, right? Where...
Right, right. I mean, like, if I picked up a movie serial killer, we'll be unto them. Like, you're not prepared for this.
Well, if they stick a gun to your head.
Right. You better pull the trigger quickly.
or we're going to have sex.
Forcibly.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, you ask why, I say why not.
Liz Truss, whose tenure as British Prime Minister lasted just 44 days.
Whoops.
Yeah. This place was infested with fleas. But there is no conclusive evidence. Man, the UK is disgusting, am I right? Ryan Sedge, Gary Baker.
In it?
Oh, my God. They all smell like shit. Do they not?
The UK just in general smells like shit.
Am I right? Yeah. Big Ben, big shit. You know what I mean?
Big shit.
You know what I'm saying, bruv?
Bruv. Oi, bruv. Oi, bruv.
7-year-old severely injured in Iran attack on Israel.
Oh.
What's your thoughts on the Iran attack on Israel?
Oh, my God. Oh. How about you don't shoot a whole bunch of shit at a country that hasn't done anything to you? Listen, I know we're going to catch flack because there's a whole bunch of Palestinian fucks out there that's going to be like, oh, God, we want our freedom. Listen, you live in the U.S. You live here, right? But you're going to send an email here about how we need to let these Palestinian fucks have freedom. Listen, they're free. Israel hasn't done a fucking thing to them. You know who targets your people? It's Hamas. You know who hates your people? It's Hamas. You know who holds you back from doing anything productive in your life? Is fucking Hamas. So any Palestinian that thinks that you want to send some emails here and castigate us, I would recommend you don't. Right? I will physically fight you. You're a piece of shit. Stop supporting terrorists and we'll stop talking about it. That's it.
Let's take a break. We need to have El Tejon a minute to calm down.
Yeah, I need a shower.
And we'll be right back. Jay Foss and El Tejon, two boys I want to bone because they sexy. Mirror had a story about the worst baby names of all time. I mean, you know, obviously, babies become, you know, adults, pieces of shit.
Wow.
Yeah. But we have real names. Pain. Someone named their baby Pain. So you have a story about someone that it was about Jell-O, right? It was like...
Right, yeah.
Do you want to?
So I had a buddy of mine that I wrestled with in high school, and he was born and raised in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Right? Moved to my hometown at a fairly early age. But he told me at one point, like, he went to school with some people who were named Arangelo, and his twin brother was named Yamangelo.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you spell it out, it's orange jello and yellow jello.
Yeah. Which we all love. We all love.
Love orange jello.
Yeah. That's wild. That is wild.
It is wild.
Champion. Nevea, which is heaven spelled backwards.
What?
Yeah. Pebbles. Munia. I knew a girl who wanted to call their daughter Munia. It's after a tropical Asian bird.
Okay, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah. Strawberry Rain, which was named after a bottle of shampoo. Kingslayer. Diesel. You name your kid Diesel?
That's kind of weird.
Furious.
Furious.
Yeah.
Right.
He's okay. Pissed off.
Kid's always going to be pissed off.
Okay, so I actually know kids named this Marley because of Bob Marley. And they're stoners, so they think it's a decent fucking name. There are several people who name their kids IKEA.
They're idiots.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong. Moonstar. There is, so some person had a relative and they couldn't decide between Mike or Ross. So now they name their kid Mike or Ross.
Micah?
Well, Ross. Mike or Ross. Bunny? Daenerys? Off Game of Thrones.
Love it.
Jessifer? Anyway, what's your ultimate baby name?
My ultimate baby name?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's the most offensive thing I could come up with?
Well, I mean, you could go, you know, Jack Mayhoff, or you could go.
No. So my baby name is going to be Fuck You.
All right. Adi, strange drinks around the world. Would you go snake wine?
Snake wine?
Yeah, it's a steeping a snake in rice wine. This is a start of strange drinks. It's a poisonous snake, but the alcohol in the wine makes the venom harmless. This is China. Odd slug of snake wine has an invigorating effect.
I would probably drink that.
Yeah, would you though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, you kind of like albino snakes, right?
I love albino snakes.
Oh, fuck.
I love anything albino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kids beer. Candy cigarettes. You remember candy cigarettes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you smoke them? What else have you smoked?
I plead the fifth.
Anyway, this is kind of like that, but kids beer is a Japanese pretend beer with no alcohol and a flavor that tastes like cola.
I might have smoked some poles back in the day.
Yeah, no. It looks like beer and comes in a brown bottle. And labels that look like beer. Belly button beer. Have you ever, what is that? What is that called? A body shot? You ever done one of those body shots?
I never have.
Yeah? You want to?
I don't care.
Off Gary Baker's ass?
Let's not.
All right. Well. Smoker's cough. What do you think of the name of this strange cocktail? This concoction is a mixture of a shot of Jaeger, a tablespoon of mayonnaise, and that's it. Oh, I don't know. I can't do the mayonnaise thing.
That sounds really fucking weird.
Yeah, Aunt Jen, the Australian drink has Bush Tucker origins, indigenous Australians use green ants as medicine and harvest them. What the fuck? I mean, Australia seems so normal until you, like, look into it, right? They're like white people that have gone wrong, right? Would you be up for eating ants out of these strange drinks?
No.
Why not? God damn.
I don't want to eat ants.
Why, oh my God, you're a bitch. I'm so sick of you being a bitch.
Cool. What else you got? Am I still a bitch?
Yes.
I'm not eating ants.
Why not though?
Am I still a bitch? Well, you know,
they said like anything. So the protein thing, like with
right.
What's the weirdest thing you've eaten? Or are you just pretty normal?
I don't eat weird shit.
Do you not? You don't eat fucking.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't go. You don't out eat and like dog. You don't shit eat like. And,
yeah.
You know,
mud sharks, cooters, or anything like
right,
that.
Right? No,
like,
no.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
Wait, you said mud shark cooters?
Yeah.
Well.
Let's pause here and give El Tejon a minute just to calm down. And we'll be right back. We are.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I'm kind of lost.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we'll just we'll do the fact.
What do I do here?
Well, just the fact.
Like, just the fact?
Just read it, yeah.
Like,
well, yeah.
Read
yeah, I'd read it.
I mean, are you sure?
I'm ready. Like, I'm ready.
Kind of.
No, I mean, I get it.
I'm a little reluctant.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd just go for it.
I'm kind of scared.
No, it's okay. I'll edit it if it's shit.
I'm like, don't be scared.
No, I wouldn't be.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Peter North told me my first time.
Peter North?
Yeah.
Really? You talked to the dude?
Yeah. It is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, but what if they all laugh at me?
Oh, I mean, they might. Some of them might. They just...
Like, I don't like that.
I mean, they're behind you on this. On a lot of this. I think they're behind you. They're fans. You know what I mean? Like, they want to hear this fact. I think...
You think so?
No, I mean, yeah, I think for the most part, yeah. I mean, there's obviously going to be, some detractors. You know, there's going to be some haters.
Man, because...
No, I get it. I get the reluctance, you know what I mean? This is pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Listen, you've got to go for it sometimes.
I don't like being on microphone.
Listen, it's just one of those things, you know, it's like riding a bicycle.
I've been here for...
Riding a cock.
265 episodes or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean, we're on... 169, but yeah.
169, like 267 episodes.
I'm sorry, I lied.
What the fuck is happening?
No, I mean, we just need a fact.
Like, I get that, but...
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Like, all these facts so far, they've been factual, they've been real, and they expect, you know, the utmost... sincerity from you. So, I mean, I get where it's a little much.
All right.
But I mean, you got to do it. You got to do it for the people at this point.
Right, right. You know, for it's for the listeners.
Yeah.
Got to do it. Okay. And
Patreon.
So, did you know the badgers are the Chuck Norris of the animal kingdom?
That's so fucking stupid.